Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of condolences to Iraqi President Bahram Saleh following a deadly hospital fire in that country. At least 60 people were killed after a huge blaze broke out at a hospital in the southern Iraqi city of Nasiriyah earlier this week. China's Mars rover has captured a series of close-range images of its parachute and protective shell. The images taken by Zhurong on the Red Planet were released by the China National Space Administration. China is the second country after the United States to land and operate a rover on Mars. China's Tianwen-1 mission, consisting of an orbiter, a lander and a rover, was launched in July last year. The lander carrying Zhurong touched down in the southern part of Utopia Planitia, a vast plain on the northern hemisphere of Mars, on May the 15th. China has expressed a serious concern over reported landing of a U.S. military aircraft in Taiwan region. The Chinese Defense Ministry said Taiwan is an inalienable part of China and any trespassing of the country's territory by foreign ships or planes will result in serious consequences. A military spokesperson urged the U.S. side to stop provocation and refrain from sending wrong signal to Taiwan's separatist forces and flaring up regional tension. Chinese authorities say they will dispatch a task force to Pakistan to take part in investigations following a deadly blast in which 9 Chinese nationals were killed. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is also urging the Pakistani government to ensure the protection of Chinese workers and projects in the country. 9 Chinese citizens and 3 Pakistani nationals were killed on Wednesday morning when shuttle vehicles ferrying workers to the site of a hydroelectric power project were hit by an explosion in the northwest of the country. The blast also injured over 30 people, including Chinese nationals. The Chinese foreign minister has said China and India should not be a threat to each other, but an opportunity for each other's development. Wang Yi made the remarks during a meeting with Indian External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar in Dushanbe. He noted that since the foreign ministers of the two countries met in Moscow last September, the frontline troops of the two militaries have disengaged with regards to the Golwan Valley and the Pangongsu Lake area, and the situation in the China-India border area has generally been easing. However, Wang pointed out that China-India relations are still at a low point, which serves no one's interests. He suggested the two countries shoulder more responsibilities than ever for peace and prosperity in their respective regions, attach greater importance to the common strategic interests, and deliver more benefits to the two peoples.